Now, the custom is on the dedication, I'll speak a few words to you first relative to the impact and implications of it, and then we'll have Kathy and Grant come forward and bring the little hike. But let me first, just in case may need refreshing in your minds, that some groups require baptism, and their assumption is without that rite of baptism, the child is not saved. We do not hold with that, and one of the big reasons is, that, among others, that in Jesus' statement about the children, he said, "Permit the little children to come to me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." That and Jesus' whole attitude toward the children was very strong. In fact, when there was the march into Jerusalem, when the palm branches were waved and so forth, the children were crying out, "Hosanna to the Lord." And the Pharisees were very incensed because children have no right to say such things. And Jesus said, well, he said, "You won't do it, so the children have to. And if the children didn't do it, the rocks would. So let them alone." We do not practice baptism. And then as far as dedication is concerned, we rather see it as coming to Christ in gratitude for the gift and in the prayer for his assistance. The word dedication I abandoned because I'm not sure we can get any human commitments that are all that guaranteed. They will say, "Well, I'm going to dedicate myself to raise this child right." A week or two later, they're out of the running. You know, we don't know how to raise children. Anybody who thinks they do need to take a second look. So we like then to take a moment to give the Lord thanks for the child and to ask for his help in the raising of it and for his care over the child and so on. So we'll ask Kathy and Grant to come up at this time. All right, why don't you come right up here on the platform where everybody can see you, see okay. The baby. Now, what's the baby's sleeping. Name?
Laura.
Laura. For right. What?
Laura Michelle.
Laura Michelle. Well, that's a good name. All right. Well, we're just going to pray now for the Lord's blessing on you. Now, Father, we just come together with this child, a gift from your hand, and ask that the Spirit of Christ will be with it and with the parents, and that you will give protection and care and guidance, especially to Kathy and Grant, in raising the child. In Christ's name, amen. All right?
Thank you.
That was painless.